Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is the Doctrine of Truth. I am your host, Bishop Poole. We are here again, as always. Amen. And we have a special addition to the Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, where we're reaching out to our international friends and relatives, wherever they might be. Amen. Tell a friend and call a friend. Tell them the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we're discussing another great topic that can help you in your spiritual walk with God. And remember that all these topics here, we try to address them. Amen. What affect you? How are you living now at the grassroots level? At the grassroots level, we try to make them as simple as possible. Amen. We have, as well as our interpreter, amen, would come in, amen, and he would push one on his phone, and all of you, amen, would like to have a comment concerning the topic. And this topic at this time, at this study, is what is 666? We hear so much about it, amen, and people are waiting to see, amen, all different type of aspect. What is 666? Amen. We want to know what you think about it, what you feel about this message. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816, 1-347-215-8816. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for the truth. You said, if we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. And Lord, we ask you to touch, O God, all the listeners, wherever they are, and Lord, as they come tonight with our minds, you say, with two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Father, we thank you for our gathering, and we reaching out in the airways, amen, in all different languages and different areas, God, to spread this good news about your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're talking about what is 666. We're going to read a portion, amen, on the book of Revelation. The Apostle John was writing, amen, the book of Revelation. And we want to take it, amen, a very familiar chapter, amen. We're talking about the great deceiver. Remember, the enemy's weapon is deception. He did it in heaven, and he took a third part of the host. He came to earth, and he deceived Adam and Eve. And even Jesus said, be not deceived in these last and evil days. Amen. We have to be careful. Amen. Because deception is still strong. Amen. And the enemy used deception. amen, to stop you in whatever endeavor you design to do, amen. He takes the truth and just break it off and give you a piece of it, if I can simplify as much as possible. And you think that, okay, that's it, I'm doing it myself, and I understand what God will is, what God want, because God said it, the scripture came to me, but it was just a piece of what really is it all about. Revelation 13, and beginning at the 14th verse, if I can, and to see them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he has power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had wounds by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that all many as would not worship the image of the beast. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the name of, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600. Amen. We're going to start out. Remember, let's take two things real quick here and two factors to keep in mind when we are discussing. Amen. Here is what the man is. We will not, in all in essence, talk about the man himself, 666. We want to talk about, amen, his function and what he's going to do. And the whole world, rich, poor, amen, great and small, amen, they would have to, they have to receive a mark. Now, if you don't receive this mark, the problem is, that's where we want to, that's where we want to lie at right here. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect you. Now, the enemy is a deceiver, and the gospel according to John, the fourth chapter, 1 John, the fourth chapter, say, amen, try the spirit, you know, the spirit of Antichrist is already here. Now, the spirit of Antichrist, his focus is not, remember, he's not giving you the whole picture. Amen. He's not going to give you the whole picture. You have to understand this now. Have you ever been lied to? Somebody told you they have manipulated you and seduced you to get you to do what they wanted you to do under your own power. That's what deception is. The devil will come to you and give you parts. People will come to you and seduce you and manipulate you. And you say, oh, yeah, that's true. And they want you, okay, now I want you, just want you to trust in me and get your trust. And you run out and do something, or you get in a research involved with something, and it wasn't totally for to advantage or the forward, your life, your health, or anything. The next thing you know, it's damaging. It's destroying. Amen. And it causing you to relapse, to be defeated. The enemy want to defeat you, but he's going to take half of what God had given and use it to discredit, not only discredit the church, but it have you to believe that the church is not in your favor. Now you say, oh, I don't believe in that. I don't believe it. I believe everything the world tell me. I believe everything is going on out there. Amen. It's good for my health, my family, my home. Amen. I don't believe in churches. I don't believe in this. But listen, you've been deceived. You've been deceived. God loved the world. It didn't say anything about the devil loved the world. Blank, blank book, certain verse. You know, say John 3:16. God loved this world. Regardless of what you are involved in, God loved this world. He don't like their ways. He know their ways have been seduced. They're running away without really understanding what love is. All right, we're waiting on our, amen, our interpreter, amen. Amen. He would press 1, and we're working, amen, in this area to reach out to our brothers and sisters and our in different countries. But until he get here, amen. If you have anything to say, amen, let's push 1 on your phone, and we're our technician will put you in, and we get it translated later on. But we want to hear what you have to say. Remember when we had 9/11? Some of you might not know, but I was around a lot of people, and you know, some of us, half of us, or 3 or 4 of us, was concerned about what's going to happen, what's happening to the world. And there was others saying they was concerned about only themselves. They had to go home. They had to go to the bank. They had to be involved. And what was happening to America did not affect them at all. They did not bother their house, their home. They was worried. They was concerned about what they're going to do. It wasn't about the whole world, amen, of a country being under attack. No, they weren't about that. It was about still about themselves. It did not affect them. It did not come in their front door. It's gonna work out. So they're not concerned about that. But this is a situation, amen, that the Bible says, and I believe it has the final authority on it. Amen. When these situations begin to come, amen, I don't believe they're going to be a dramatic stop at one time. I believe it's going to be a slow, slow change. Amen. Might be taking a slow change now in your home, your life, and that's where the enemy works. Slowly having you do this, having you do that, having you do this. Amen. Let's press 1 on your phone. You can dial 1-855-236-2252-1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about, amen, what do you think of what is 666? Or what is it to you? Or do you have any response? Or do you think it's going to be real? Even though it's in the Bible, but do you think it's real? Do you think it's real? Amen. Notice what Paul had made a point, amen, when he was talking to Timothy concerning, amen, the last days, concerning what would be happening. Amen. If you have let's push 1 on your phone, your telephone. Amen. We will not announce your name. We will only give out the area code and the last 4 digits of your name, of your telephone number, and we'll not announce your name. We'll always like to have, amen, for you be relaxed, amen, express what you feel, what you think about it, amen, at this time. If you feel that this area of the Bible is not going to affect you, if you feel that this area of what you've been hearing over the years is wrong, and why people adapting to tattoos or signs, or you hear it all over the world and wonder why, you know, now you got a chance to respond. There's no answer wrong in these areas. There's no answer wrong, but we like to hear what you have to say about it, though, because we're seeking to come to agreement about on a common level what everyone feels about it. You know, you might have a book learning, some have experienced it in different countries, God has given you a dream or a vision, and we like to hear it. You need to share it with someone. We like to hear it. All right. So one thing, understanding all the enemy work, the devil work. He works to hide the real truth. He'll give you half the truth. Okay, keep that in mind. And again, he want to discredit the church. He's out to discredit the church. But he don't want people to know that his time is limited and what he's doing will not be successful. He's limited and he's condemned. Amen. So he's hiding the truth. He's hiding the truth. He's just trying to make you hurt yourself. He wants you to hurt yourself. Amen. Amen. So we can just push one. But until that time, we want you to look at, we're talking about what is 666 to you. Now, the Bible says that you can't, this man will stop you from buying and selling. Amen. Unless you have, I can't say, a credit card, a MasterCard, a Visa, amen, a special code or whatever. It's going to be a mark. It's going to be tattooed on you. Amen. Tattoos are coming in. They're slowly coming in. Amen. Not only the computers are in. Amen. So this man, whatever the system going to be, it has to reach the whole world. It has to reach the whole world. Because be no one exempt. You see, he calls us all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slaves, to receive a mark on their forehead, on their hands, on their right hand, or on their forehead. Now, here, can you get around buying? Can you live without buying anything? Can you live without buying anything? Is everything we get, do we have to purchase it? Do we have to purchase it? Now, you have to think on that. You have to think on that. Amen. The economy is going to be controlled in such a way. Amen. The world system is going to be controlled in such a way that if you buy anything, it's got to be approved. It's got to go through that system. It has to go through that system. Then the next thing, then if you sell anything, amen, it's got to be under, amen, under that system. So what is it saying to you? God came that we might be free. But the enemy wants to be God again. Remember, in the Garden of Gethsemane, not before the Garden of Gethsemane, in the wilderness, Satan came to Jesus. And when he talked to Jesus, amen, those 40 days, Jesus was out there in the wilderness, amen, beginning his ministry, 40 days, amen, he was out there, 40 nights he was out there, amen, in the cold weather, amen, no lights, no refrigerator. Amen. Cars or computers or cell phones or whatever the conveniences we have now, he was out there. And sitting out there, you can imagine day in, day out. Have you ever been isolated? Have you been isolated, cut off from all contact? Amen. Cut off from all contact. Here's Jesus sitting there, cut off from all contact. Amen. And being isolated and being watched, amen, the devil watch you, that's why Jesus said, he told his disciples a minute, amen, he telling you to watch as well as pray, because the devil, his desire to find your weaknesses. Now, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, amen, he watched Eve, he knew what God had told Adam and Eve, but he couldn't get to them. He could not directly walk up to them. No. He couldn't do that because they was in the will of God. They were living under God's rule and God's authority. Amen. God's protection. Amen. They didn't have to fast and pray every day. They didn't have to read the Bible every day. They just had to follow what God told them to do. And so here's the devil watching Jesus sitting there. Maybe Jesus sung a song. I don't know. Maybe he was meditating. I don't know. But the Bible starts revealing to us that after, amen, the ending of his fasting, amen, his fasting out there in the natural form, amen, spiritually, amen, after a while he was confronted in a spiritual manner with the enemy. Because the problem that got him, the devil evicted, was that he wanted to be God. He wanted to be God. And he still had carried that same motivation. He want man to worship him. He want man to worship him. He still want man to bow down to him. And this is the effort of could be a small insight in the book of Revelation, buying and selling. Unless you come back to him, come back to the devil, come back to his system, you can't do nothing unless you get his approval. And this is what the devil wanted. He wanted all the angels. He wanted to make his own heaven. And now here we are. Here we are. Here we are. All right. Watch what Paul was saying here. We're talking about the end time. And we want to watch what Paul was saying. Amen. The 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. Doctrine. Amen. Seducing spirit, departing from the faith. And that's his motivation. Once you begin to move, amen, out from under God's teaching, and to take up the world teaching, it's going to be a trap. It's got to be. It has to be a trap. You have to move out, amen, from under righteousness. You have to walk out from under what God is doing for you, amen, and get into the being seduced, get into the devil's doctrine, get into his teaching, amen. Whatever God say do, don't do. The enemy said, no, you don't have to do it all. You don't have to do it all. Paul said in the second verse, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. They can do anything without even thinking second place to it. Amen. They don't have no feelings for you. They're just all wrapped up in themselves. They don't care, because it's about how they feel about it, how they see about it. Amen. Forbidden to marry and commanded to abstain from meats which God created to receive with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Amen. So you find that today. You find that today. These are traps. These are spiritual traps. This is a deviation for what God has been saying. Amen. And that's how he got Adam and Eve. And that's how what Jesus said, be careful. Amen. Be careful about these things. Amen. If you don't want to read the Bible, you don't need to go to church, you don't want to be involved, amen, in the atmosphere. What the world is saying that is too strict. Amen. Too strict. Because what? The world want to teach you what Paul was saying in 2 Timothy, amen, that in the third chapter, amen, men should be lovers of themselves, amen, to be boasters, proud, amen, they be lovers of pleasure, amen. The world is having a good time. We don't deny that. They're having a good time. They're having all the robots and things that you need, which is good. As long as you share with others, God gave man wisdom. God gave man the insight. Amen. We have the mind of God. Adam and Eve and Adam, every human being came from Adam and Eve. Amen. You can see the understanding and wisdom God had given man's brain to Adam. Amen. Whatever Adam, whatever animal, whatever thing you need to, whatever you name it, I will support it. Amen. So if we have a caller, I don't want to get too far involved, because, amen, you like to press one on your phone and We're talking about 666. Amen. And our technician would type you in. Because, we're here. We want to share with one another. Amen. I know we have a very good lesson plan that God give us. And many of you come in and really, without your help, Holy Spirit, say we're two or three. Amen. So I'm just one. And no, I know one man don't have it all. One woman don't have it all. Amen. So if you come in, amen, and press one on your phone, amen, and when God began to work through His Holy Spirit, amen. And if our co-host is out there, he can just press one on his phone, and our technician will push him in, and we'll be able to have this lesson, amen, this discussion as well translated. But nevertheless, amen, that's how sometimes things happen, amen. Things can go wrong, but God, amen, He never fails. God does not need technology, amen. The Holy Spirit is the church technology. The Holy Spirit, He is our telephone line. Amen. He was just a prayer away. Amen. He's just a prayer away. All right. We have a caller, 954-0744. Amen. And we have a caller. Amen. The last four digits, 0744. God bless you. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. God bless you.
How you doing?
Okay, go right ahead.
You have a nice sermon tonight. I appreciate it. And my name
okay.
is Michelle.
You don't have to give your name if you don't want to.
I'm sorry. Oh. I am sorry.
Go ahead. Well, what are your comments now? What do you think about the subject?
Comments. This ain't good to comment me. Don't listen to others. Listen to your heart. Listen to your heart. And don't believe what everybody tells you. They lead you on the wrong path. And believe in yourself. Always believe in yourself. Not depending on cell phones and computers or anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think about the end time? What do you think about the end time? How do you think things going to end up?
I think it would be, it would end good for everybody in the world.
Okay. All right. What about 666? You ever heard about that?
Yes, I'm worried about that. And stop the violence all over the world. Everybody
okay.
comes together.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. And just call a friend, tell a friend to listen in now. Later on, if you have a computer, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can hear this broadcast again. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Bye-bye.
We thank God for bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for the call. If there's anyone else, just push one on your phone. And like we say, we don't want to give your name, but we appreciate you calling. You don't have to give your name. Amen. We will give you the your area code and your last four digits on your phone. And see what you think about it. Amen. Then we put it all together. We'll try to put it all together at the end of the broadcast. Amen. We're halfway into it now. Amen. We'll try to put it together in all and end of the broadcast and see what we have learned from each other. What we have learned from each other. Amen. God says where two or three come together. Amen. That means one person doesn't have it all. You can experience things. Maybe God has given you a dream. about the end time, a word, something you have read and you wanted to share. Amen. But you never had a chance. You never have a chance. So now you have a chance now, amen, to experience this and talk with others. And this is what this broadcast is all about, amen, at the grassroots level, amen, get the gospel out. Get the good news out. Amen. God love you. He loved the world now. He loved the world right now. All of this violence and the different problems of the earth, but God love it. So that makes us, we should re-examine what we think what love is, what really love is. God love you, but when you come to him and turn away from your sins and your problems, you come to reality and say, well, you know, I think I need, you know, help because I've been trying to do this thing by myself. And I realized that God said he loved me and I want to try. I want to try the church and Jesus one more time. And you know what? When you make that move, all the devils in hell can't stop you. Because there's something about when you start confessing Jesus and asking God to forgive you and, Lord, help me. Amen. God had provided through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That if you come nigh to him, the devils can't stop you. Because that's one of the whole focus of the church, to save people. To save people. And if the enemy could break through and stop that, that means he got more power than God. But no, God had provided a way that man would accept him as his Lord and Savior. And when he do, and not only that, if God can provide salvation, and God believe in working through his people, those that accept him, and even though, and this was part of the study, someone says that the church going to go through this time when the Antichrist is here. Amen. If God provided for Noah, amen, he provided a way for his family in the flood. He's big enough to provide for you wherever you are right now. Wherever you are right now, whatever condition you're in right now. Amen. God want to show his power in your community, in your home, in your family, to see that, you know, he still live in times like these. We don't have too many witnesses now that are standing up. All right. I think we have another caller coming through. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We need a witness. God want a witness. Amen. He want to show his power. Amen. The true power of him. And what's that power? A miracle for turning your life around. Amen. And that's power. Wisdom is power. Amen. The Bible says get wisdom and all I get and get understanding. All right, we have another caller. Last four digits. 954-4427. You're on the phone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. You know, Bishop, thank you for the call. Yesterday I was listening to the troubles out there in Oregon with the young man and the shooting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, the Spirit, I was sitting here and the Spirit just kind of touched on me that, you know, there was a time in this country when I was coming up that every day this nation started out with a prayer in the homes, in the schools, mm-hmm. in the businesses, in the courthouses. Even our politician would mm-hmm. not start the assembly until a prayer was said. Mm-hmm. We had a nation that every day started the day with a prayer. Mm-hmm. And when the moment prayer was taken out of school, we started down that slippery slope to today, mm-hmm. we got the highest court in the land saying that it's okay for same-sex marriage. And that's what happens when a nation stops putting God first and praying every morning up to the Lord before they start their day. And right now, we got all this shooting going on because a nation stop looking to God to start their day. And that's where we are right now. We have just turned our backs on God, and throughout the Word of God, God has constantly told man, if they will turn from their sinful ways and turn to Him, that He will heal the nation.
Yes.
And that's the only way right now that this may, and for the small fragment of the people in this nation that is praying for this nation, that's the only thing that's holding it right now. Because when we stop doing that, then we was totally under control of the enemy then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's just something I noticed, that, you know, it started when it took prayer out of school, and no longer now this nation starts its day lifting up prayer to God.
Yes. Yeah. All right, very good, very good. And this time, when these different atheists and different religions start rising, and one of the biggest commandments that God had was the fact that thou shalt have no other God before me. Israel got his problems, and it was much problems with idols in these last days, even in the time. And these idols are rising back up. People are worshiping what they see and what they feel in prayer to God. Amen. Dealing with the spiritual warfare. But when they start worshiping, bow down on the natural down here, we opening the doors. And this what this this Antichrist has been predicted. Amen. This system has been predicted. Amen. It's already in the land. First John says it's already in the land. Amen. And people see a manifestation of it now. Manifestation now. Okay. Like, we have another caller. 954-7332. Amen.
You ready, bro?
God bless you. All right. I have another caller. 7332.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Pastor Poole.
Good to hear from you.
Hello.
Yes,
Pastor
sir.
Pastor Poole.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. How you doing? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. You know who this is?
Yeah, don't give your last name. I know who you are. Good to hear from you.
Well, who I am?
Well, it start with a J.
Last name J.
Yes, sir. Not all of it, but it's part of it. That started. Okay, because we're being recorded. That's why I don't want to give your name out, unless you want me to say what your name is. All right. We're talking about 666. What you think? What you think about it?
I think I was just calling. First time I'm hearing you. And I just want to congratulate you. You're doing a fine job. And I'm calling the Lord give you very top wisdom of you doing a great, fabulous job concerning Jesus Christ and God in the world, what's going on in the world, about all the things happening around the globe, what we all going through. And like you say, some of the things that you still teach on, that we have to be aware in this world, put on our suit of armor and breastplate for not to be pulled in deceit and be deceived, how people can fool us, false props and stuff.
Right. All right. I'm glad to hear you. Amen. We're going to continue to listen. Amen. Because, you know, we have some more callers, but I'm glad that the broadcast has gotten to you. And thank God for those that are giving you the number to call. All right? God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, amen. I just want to tell you, keep up the good work. I'm going to continue to get a chance each and every time to listen at you. And keep
all
me
right.
Strength. Have someone stay in the word and give me wisdom as well.
All right. Stay right there. Let me pray for you.
God bless
you. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank
yes.
you right now for this calling. Lord, we ask you to strengthen his body and bring healing to all parts of his organs. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke Satan's hand. We plead the blood of Jesus upon him, God, as he begin to accept you and walk through the things
thank you, Jesus.
To do. In Jesus' name
thank
we pray,
you.
Amen. God bless you,
amen.
Brother. Good to hear from you.
Yes.
From you.
Okay.
All right, we thank God for always. Lord, do we have another caller? Get this press one on your phone, and our time is slowly slipping away from us. But anyone else can press one on your phone. We appreciate your call. Amen. You might not think that was important, but you know, listening and talking. You know, one thing what Jesus did. Amen. When the enemy came to him, and he was in the wilderness, and we kind of stopped there a little bit. He spoke out of his mouth, you know, the power. We're talking about the power of speaking things. Jesus spoke out of his mouth the scripture to the enemy. He spoke out of his mouth. Don't get behind me. And just, you know, there's a lot of things we need to do. We need to speak out. Amen. Amen. We have to be careful around others. You know, they want to label you that you've lost your mind or whatever, but that's why it's good to come together. And the Bible says, "Do not forsake the assembly yourself together." When you come together, we all can sing out. You know, release that feeling, release that stress, release that you know that the insight that you have for God that you want to give God. You not only just say, "Thank you, Lord, our Lord, I thank you for this day, I thank you." Amen. It helps. It helps the inner man, and also. It falls in that area where God acknowledge, amen, that you're doing it from your heart and your mind. Amen. You're on that plane of prayer, that same way of speaking. You speak in prayer. You speak in acknowledging God. Amen. And you begin, the enemy, he has to back up. He has to back up when you start talking about God, start talking about scriptures and singing a song. And amen. He don't like that place because he has to go. The devil just comes around different times, like he did Job. He'll come around a while, amen, he'll take off. But the whole issue is, if he can get you to leave God, then he's successful. Amen. But you start singing a hymn and a song and putting on gospel tapes and, you know, positive stuff, amen. He said, you're not going to be moved on that. He'll take off. Amen. He'll take off. Amen. Thank you for the call. Amen. Anyone else, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Area code 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Press 1 on your phone. Our technician will put you in. Amen. If they put you in, you can express, amen, how you feel on certain things. We are talking about what you think would happen if you can't buy or sell anything. Will that affect you? Amen. The enemy knows it's going to affect. It'll stop your lifestyle. It'll stop your home. It'll stop your income. If you can't sell, amen, the devil wants control. He wants control of your life. Amen. He wants to still be worshipped. That's his whole plan. He has his whole plan. And plan might not look like it's happening, but we all should have a plan. That's why the Holy Ghost gives us a vision. God give us a vision, then he give us a dream. And when we begin to talk to him and ask God to direct me, Lord, help me at my house, you know, my home, my job, you know, and ask him, he will. Once you give your life to God, he want to put you up high. He want to make you an example in your community. He want to make you, amen, be a representative. Amen. But you have to give yourself more and more to him. Amen. Ask any athlete today, any musician, any driver, anyone that stopped but taking in any kind of activity. Amen. Even reading and writing. It takes a little time for the brain to stop adapting to those things, and the more, amen, to get in your spirit and your mind. God made us in his own image and own likeness. Amen. If you keep the human being begin to work on things, after a while, it'll perfect it. The more you start coming to God and giving yourself to Christ in a lifestyle, you'll find the appetite of the world will leave you. It'll start leaving you. You know it's there. It always going to be there, but your appetite, amen, your insight, you begin to plan for better things. That's why if you read the Bible and study, amen, Hosea said God's people are being destroyed because of lack. Not lack of food, and lack of cars and all of this, but of knowledge how to walk in this world. When you have an enemy coming after you, he's plotting for you, he's planning, he's scheming, and every time you turn around, amen, it's something, a blockbuster of the month. Something done come, took your money, your time, and it looked real. Oh, yeah, it's real. It's real because it's of the earth. But it was a plan. It was a real plan. It planned it. And the devil decided, amen, how to capture man. Cut his food off. Cut him off where he can't buy anything. Cut him off where he can't sell anything. Amen. You can't buy or sell. Think about it. What say if you had, amen, now you're in such a rat race, you know, you're scrambling, and you can't save anything. If you got to go to the devil for it, it was a plan, it's an attack against your finance. He wants you to say, come on back, man. If you stay out of here, amen, you coming back, come on back to us. All it is a trap. It's a trap. You come back to him, you got to worship him, and, you know, you got to go through all the hard times again. Hard taskmaster. You can't sleep. You're always on the run, half eating. Amen. Always breaking up friendship. Amen. Saying things you didn't mean to say. Amen. You know, that's the enemy. Amen. It's one thing after another. One thing after another. Anyone else could have anything to slave you slowly? Slowly coming down on this broadcast. Amen. You can also view this broadcast later on www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. We're talking about what is 666, and from a grassroots level, amen. Don't have to be school learned, doesn't have to be have to have a degree. But how is it going to affect you? How will it affect you and your family? Amen. We can see how finance now is good, that you learn how to save. And we discussed that in the last, we brought it so clearly through others. Amen. God has given us funds and help us in our budget. We just have to be careful. Once you take care, give God some, amen, and take care of your own house. Amen. Try to think about, amen, the days that you might need some kind of savings. Amen. If you notice an ant, and they always have these hourglasses, they turn them upside down, sand going just a little by little, you can save. You can save a dollar a week, a dollar a day. Amen. That's your money. So when things come up, you'll be a free man, be a free lady, you'll be a free household. Take control of your health. Take control of your finance. Amen. The enemy trying to get control. But you want to say where your dollar go. You want to say, amen, how your health, how you can better your health. Losing weight, doing exercise, what you eat. Amen. You want to take control of that. Amen. Don't let the devil take control of you. He wants to control. Amen. If he can tell you what to buy and what to eat, amen, he can tell you when to go to sleep. He can tell you when to get up. Amen. That's the whole issue. with the enemy. He wants control. Amen. He's a controlling person. Amen. I mean, the angel. He's a fallen angel, and he's controlling. Now, you might have some problems in your life. Amen. You say, oh, Bishop, you don't know what's going on. You know, just listen. The Bible says in Proverbs that the righteous man falls 7 times and he can get up. So there are problems. There are some situations that will occur. Amen. Look at the flooding. And one caller brought out, the brother brought out so clearly, but some of the shooting that are happening. Amen. That's a problem. It happened in this school. Your child might be going to that school. Amen. We can't stop it. It's happening. Amen. But people will recover. A righteous living for God, God will give us the strength to recover. Amen. You make a mistake or something happen, amen, you can get your set up. You can come out of it. You can come out of it. Song, prayer, reading the Bible, amen, positive thing. God putting his spirit in you to build you up. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. But if you don't have God in you, and if you don't have the mind, amen, that there's a future, there's a God, amen, it's going to be disastrous. Suicide. People take suicide. They just collapse and they can't get up. Amen. But Jesus Christ in you, he said, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God, we need God in us. Amen. We need him in us. Amen. All right, we're closing quickly. Amen. Let's press one on your phone. Have a caller. Amen. You don't have to buy a gun. You don't have to buy a gun. Amen. The Holy Spirit will let you know what's going on. That's why you have to lean on and pray and talk to him. Amen. Amen. Pray and talk to him. He'll tell you what to do. Amen. God knows every environment. He knows every situation. All right. You can press one on your phone. We're slowly closing. Amen. If you have something you would like to say, amen. The love of many is turning cold because of what's happening all over the world. Amen. But you know what? We're still here. The church is still here. And maybe God trying to show you something. I learned, amen, when you go through things, amen, and when God get finished with you, but sometimes man does not really seek the wisdom and skills that God has implanted in them because of the fact, amen, they're waiting for somebody to bail them out. They're waiting for someone to bail them out. And the Bible talks about patience. Look at the patience of Job. Job knew God was going to bring him out. He knew that. Amen. Patience is a strong virtue. Amen. You're going through whatever it is, but after a while, you're going to come out of it. And you're going to be stronger than you were before spiritually. Because you know God going to give you a vision or a dream. He will give you something that you can't buy and you can't buy for nobody else. Amen. God will give you something, some ideas, and you say, no, I never thought that. All right, we have a call. I believe we have a caller coming through. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it takes a little push. Amen. It takes a little push, and then you get up and you forget about your pride and whatever, what people think about you. Hello? All right, we got another caller. Amen. We have another caller on. I believe we have another caller on the line. All right. Sometimes you feel that no one cares or whatever, but God wants to show his wisdom in you. He wants to bring you out of the things that you used to depend on and depend on him. And God is wisdom, his knowledge. All right, we have another caller.
Yeah, Bishop.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Bishop. You know, when God said that he couldn't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because he had to talk to his friend first before he did it because he made a covenant with Abraham. And, you know, Abraham kept pleading until he got down and said, there's just one righteous person. Well, you know, the word of God say that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And here in this country today, in America, what many of us that can, we got to really go to war in our prayer closet and pray, because whatever remnant there is that it can get in there and pray for this nation, we got to have it, because someone's got to pray for this nation. I mean, we're going from one extreme to the other, and you know, there used to be sacred ground. The church ground used to be sacred. Now people will go in and murder people in the church, there just seems to be no order. And I think it comes from the fact that the enemy has got this nation to, anytime he can get us to separate, to isolate us, to get us to be to ourselves. And we got generations growing up now that are taught to be to themselves. They start out with these computers at a young age, and by the time they get to be teenagers, you know, families won't even go to the grocery store without everybody getting in the automobile, covering their ears, or plugging in some electronic device. You know, the enemy keeps us down from socializing, where we are always by ourselves. And if we are by ourselves, even Jesus did not go against Satan by himself.
Right.
And that's it. I think that's one of the biggest things right now in this nation. Satan has us growing up isolated into a machine rather than communicating with one another. And iron sharpens iron. And the Lord asked Peter to love one another, to feed his people, to love one another, confess one to another. And that's not going on now. Everybody just want to be to themselves and into a machine rather than talking to one another and lifting one another up.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Amen. And the days of Noah, and people don't say, what was the days of Noah about? You can see it now. You can see it now. Full of violence. Full of violence. But they're still being, you know, before the flood, you know, they're still marrying and giving in marriage. Amen. We're about to close, and we thank God for our caller. Amen. All of you, as always, we bless the Lord for you. We thank God for, remember that there's a place in God where the enemy can't get to you. Amen. And that's under the blood. When you're confessing God and talking to God and asking him about this, that, and the other. Amen. Prayer is one of the weapons that Jesus gave us, and he's a model. He showed us about what we need to do. Always remember, if you got some that's in Christ, you got some that's going. Amen. We got some that are going to accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Wherever you are, remember, if you really confess Jesus and really want him, amen, he will come in. He will accept you. There's no way you can't.
90 seconds.
All right. All right, we thank God. We got a caller real quick.
Yes, I'm lit too.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm late. I'm late for some reason. I'm going to call you back again too.
Okay,
yeah.
My friend. God bless you, and we miss you tonight. But God is good, and we thank you, amen, for all the listeners. And we closing, amen. We hate to close, but you know God is good. We have
I'm going to call you back. Yes.
All right. God bless you, each and every one. Continue to talk to your friends and relatives, and let them know that Jesus lives. That he's not dead. He's not dead. He's not dead. And God care for us. Amen. And he's not dead. And he love us. Amen. This is the God Doctrine of Truth. We pray for you. Pray for one another. Father, we thank you for those that are calling. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand and live with each and one, everyone today. And Lord, we ask you to bless them even more. God, even more. Even more.